HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Thank you, Silence the Voice, here. On a glorious Valentine's Day, Eric is about ready to take off for Valentine's Day and get you guys some free stuff for this wonderful made-up holiday. You guys go out and are forced to play the game of Cupid.
Sometimes. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes it's just weird, like chicks get strange on you.
What?
Yes.
When does that happen?
Well, because they want to play the game. Don't get me anything.
Oh,
get
it's a
something.
Dumb holiday. Don't get me a thing.
Yeah. Okay. And then you don't get them something, and they're like, oh, didn't even make an effort.
Doesn't care about me.
You do get them something, and then they're mad because they didn't get you anything, and then their guilt takes over, and you got this emotional lunatic on your hands. I just, you roll your eyes and just shrug your shoulder. I'm the shrug shoulder emoji. Don't care. Sorry. You got to go Cutler on this holiday. Don't care. You said you weren't going to. We're done here. This is silly.
Moving on.
Yeah, if I told you not to get me anything and you didn't, that would be the end. It would be fine. But a lot of women do that. They play that game and dudes are scrambling like, what am I in the middle of here? Instead of just being able to ask her a normal question like, do you really mean that or do you want something? Do you want to go do something?
No, we don't have to give me anything if you don't want to.
Oh, crap.
On the way out to the show, decided just to, I'll just go down Glendale Avenue, and the amount of Valentine's tents, every Walgreens and CVS just packed.
Oh, nothing how about the corner with the 5-gallon bucket with all the sticks hanging out of it?
Nothing says I love you more than grabbing something from a 5-gallon bucket on a pop-up store. Nothing is more authentic than the teddy bear that's going to get stuffed in the trunk till next year.
I don't even know if they have a tire mark on it.
Yeah. Well, that was an accident on the way in. Nothing says I love you quite like quick hitting CVS on the way through and going, these are good.
The weird thing
would
be...
You just look in the CVS because the windows are always high on it.
Yeah.
And there's just all the balloons.
The balloons. Still yeah.
This one's doing well because there's not many balloons.
I'll get her a balloon. She likes slippers. These are Happy Valentine's Day slippers and a cat calendar.
The weird thing is when you're like just starting dating, like maybe you've been together 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys overdo it.
Got to hit this
on that
hard.
First one.
Yeah. Set the bar.
Back. I did. I remember back in the day. You get the flowers, get the stuffed animals.
Cooking dinner. You've got Frank Sinatra on when she comes home. My funny Valentine.
You're in your early 20s.
Stay. Welcome home, love.
You're just an idiot.
Oh, my God, for me?
Yes. I made noodles or something. I don't know what happened here. Yeah, it's nice, but it's just it's so much pressure for no reason.
Those are the 6%ers. 6% of the people will spend more than $500 on Valentine's
Day. $500. Well, see, now I'll give you this. Like, if you've got people who've been, if you're like 25, 30 years together, and you want to get somebody a nice, like, jewelry, it's a good excuse to get somebody a big present. Or the first time through. What I found out last night was, my friend's son is 16. He's got a girlfriend. And that's who you're really hitting hard. Because he bought her like a anklet and a dinner and like a big pillow that's, you know, Valentine's
money he doesn't
pillow.
Have.
I'm like, yeah, with his mom.
Well,
his
that's
mom
a percentage of his income.
Yeah, his mom did a ton of it. But, I mean, it's like, that's who the target audience is here is these weird single kids that are trying to win over. Like, married people should never even participate. There should be an expiration date on Valentine's Day after like between 5 and 20 years, there shouldn't be anything really.
You're really awkward when you're younger. You're trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Trying to make her.
And you want her to go, oh my God, it's going to be this. But what you're doing is building a monster for the next guy.
You're trying to figure out what romance is.
Yeah. Because she always thinks,
that my first Valentine's never compared when Matt bought me all that stuff.
And then like 10 years later, she's like,
nobody gets me anything.
Well, we're married
she's
now.
Eating the Girl
Scout
cookies.
She's crushing the cookies. She's a little heavier than she used to be. About to expire.
That you don't have to get me anything.
The worst phrase a woman says, and I just don't. Like, if you say that, okay.
That would be interesting to ask them. What was your favorite Valentine's
Day?
If they would even remember.
I
don't think so.
Doubt it. Just, you know, like, it's just some girls make it, and some are great. You know, some of them are just like us, where it's like, ah, this is silly. Thumbs and butts. That's what it's all about. It's an excuse to just get a little bit spanky. That's what I think. Start throwing thumbs and butts or wherever you don't normally stuff a thumb, you stuff it that day. You're doing something strange. You get to put things where they don't normally go.
I thought you were big on not having sex on special occasions.
No, you can have sex on special occasions. I'm saying you don't have sex as a reward for a chore.
Oh.
That's my thing.
It's like if you're not getting BJs all year, but you get one on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, take them where you can get them, but don't make it like a special. Yeah, it don't make sex a special occasion. But I'm just saying, you know. Normally, you can spruce it up a little bit. If you're you should be
chains and whips today.
Yeah, you beat her up every once. Every year is like an excuse to take a punch. Bruises, thumbs and butts, you know, things that are like not the norm. Whatever not the norm is. If you're all goofy all the time, good on you, man. That's great. But most people are like, you know, do the thing. They got their pattern. You get into a few, you know, Valentine's Day, you can kind of step it up a notch or whatever. You know, stuff a rag in her throat. Play hostage. Do whatever.
Come on,
something new. Something
hot.
Different. Something
that's
new.
That's what they say.
Role play. Do a little fun thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't ever do it as a reward system. That's my big thing about women who use sex as rewards.
You did a really good job cleaning the freezer today.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Tap me on the head.
Exactly. This is a weird mother-son sex relationship.
I really enjoy when you clean up after yourself.
Like, what the hell?
That's what my wife does, though. That's her.
Blows you after
cleaning? Well, she's telling me about her love language, right?
Oh God!
What's this?
What book is that?
That effing book is called The Five Love Languages. My ex-wife got it for me.
Oh, books are so dangerous.
Almost threw it out.
All right. Well, the love language apparently that Lisa speaks is when I help around the house and like do the dishes.
That's like page one, I think.
Is it? Too, is it on there? And that's how I'm supposed to show love to her.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You know how I do it? I pay for everything.
Well, I do that too.
There you go.
So what, should I?
There's your love language.
You don't have
love
to clean language. Nothing?
No. That's my rule.
What's Megan's love language?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Thanks, Gary Chapman.
Your book's $5. How important can it be?
Man, that's cheap.
What's her love language? I don't know.
What are the other four love languages? Because if cleaning's one of them, what are the other four?
Let me see if I can get a summary of it.
Listening.
That's probably in there. You know that's in that book.
Talking for an hour at a time.
I'm good at that. I'm good at listening. I'm fine.
Okay, then
you know, I'm responsive to the person that's around me. I'm not like completely shut off, but I ain't cleaning anything. Get people for that. That's how that works.
But I kind of you kind of naturally clean up.
I'm sure you
just
clean up after yourself, but I'm not going to get up and do the dishes.
You feel that you're helping out.
Yeah, you help out around the house. You clean up.
Uh-huh. Here's
you clean up. You clean the dog poop, and you do all.
I clean the dog poop. I do some outside stuff, but for the most part, inside the house, I'm not doing any of it.
So here's the five languages.
It's not. I'm not going to work all day and have somebody go. And also, you're going to come home, and that's going to be a job too. That's not happening.
No. The five.
I do. I just no.
What are the other ones?
I'll hire someone.
I'm curious.
So receiving gifts. That's one of them. Quality time. Words of affirmation. Acts of service, which equals devotion.
Yeah. That's her love language. Okay.
And physical touch.
Oh, man, why can't it be the physical touch?
I think that's
man?
Megan's love language. I think we'll go with that.
Physical touch?
I think physical touch is. Damn I don't know.
Can
that's
I make
a
it?
Well, that's a good
could,
one.
You could say that she receives gifts every day.
Well, yeah, she does.
I'm slapping
means,
boobs
I said
around
that, said
all
in
the time.
A dirty way, yeah.
I'm slapping boobs around.
Playing grab ass and slap the boobs. That's a good love language.
Quality time and gifts.
Yeah, I think there's a certain aspect of that that relationship where somebody can't expect you to come home and make homework as well. You know? I mean, if it's an equal partnership as far as you know, who's bringing in what and all that other stuff. But otherwise, it's like if I'm providing. Steve Harvey said it. He goes, I'll be damned if I'm going to work all day and come home and have my house be work too. It's not happening. And I'm like, I agree. If the person inside of it is not working.
So you never pick up anything
I pick
in your
up,
house.
You know, I'll pick stuff up, but I'm not going to go, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to vacuum, I'm going to clean, I'm going to do some dishes. No.
You're not going to grandstand on it.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I like to help sometimes. I mean, it just depends on my mood.
Yeah.
You know, clean up the pool, but I mean.
You know, if they have
outside
foot
stuff,
surgery and I need to pick up the slack on that,
you
got to
pick up the slack. That's fine. That's fair. And I'll go out and clean the poop. I text Megan this morning because I forgot to clean the poop yesterday. Yard guys are coming. Will you clean the poop today? That's fine.
And she texts back, yay.
Yeah, she did. No, she didn't care. She's like, yeah, we got to get that done. That's fine. House manager. That's her job. It's the house manager. That's a job.
It's Valentine's Day, and you got her out picking up poop. Okay. That's impressive.
That's great. It's because life doesn't stop for Valentine's Day. Doesn't mean I got to do extra. How come I get the brunt end of it? I got to pick up
poop.
I'm
surprised you're not paying for that. They have people.
No, I don't want people coming in the house all the time. It would be like every day. You got somebody banging on your door. You got to juggle dogs. I'm not dealing with it.
I got a kid. He's a year younger than Kirby.
You do have a kid.
Nine. Yeah. And he comes by once a week.
Cleans the poop?
Yep.
You've got your own 10-year-old.
I was going to say,
why do you got a kid from down the road?
I was impressed. Kid came around, says, I'll do it. $5.
But the 10-year-old, you got a built-in slave.
Yeah. I gave her that option.
What do you mean you gave her that option? You're a dad. Option. Go clean the poop or else.
I said, wait a minute. I pay money. Kalen to do it.
Yeah. Give her $5 and get out and clean
the
crap.
I don't pay the boys, but they do it.
Yeah. What do you mean you gave her that option?
If I had thrown, I'm job. Throwing Imagine jobs out there. Imagine if Dan gave you the option of doing chores when
Man,
you were a kid.
Man, I never had an option.
Yeah. All right, John, like would you like to do the...
Would you want to weed eat the backyard? Because if you don't, I'll have to get some.
Brady, old pushover, Dad.
Man, oh, man.
Sleeping on your floor.
Gave me the option.
No, that's the deal because Ronnie, you know, I'm responsible for the poop outside.
Right.
She does the cat box inside.
Okay. Ronnie does?
So that's why that's become the female.
What
thing.
Does Kirby do?
Yeah, but that's the point of having a 10-year-old is that you. I mean, once they start becoming functioning people, they can start doing chores.
You can contribute.
That's the point.
Great thing about my wife is she cracks a whip on Kaylin.
Yeah, get her out there and work, baby.
Well, yeah, she's telling her, you would live in this house, you're going to start doing
that. That's how I feel about wives.
She's got Kaylin like... got Kaylin like cleaning the bathroom and stuff.
You're going to live in this house? This is, you know, otherwise... 9 to 5 it. We'll start splitting chores. I'm cool with it. I'm totally fine with that. I think that's great. Yeah, you got to get Kirby some work. Like just
I'm teaching her quite the opposite.
How to pick her.
You're not going to clean. You're going to be provided for.
That's not bad. Yeah, you are actually
teaching
her exactly
that. These
are things
that you need to look for.
Do you want to clean the poop? No.
Okay, then I'm going to bring in another boy.
You're going to marry her off at 13, aren't you?
Oh, I can't imagine. Arranged. I can't imagine the side eye I'd be getting if I was 10 years old and there was some neighbor kid doing the work in the backyard and I wasn't. My sister and I would have been dead
sitting on your ass
meat
inside watching Hogan's
playing
Heroes.
Video games or doing whatever while some neighbor boy was cleaning up the dog poop. I would have been bounced off every wall once that kid left.
Because what is that saying? That kid's a go-getter.
Yeah,
your kid is a lazy bastard.
And you even said it. Well, you impressed me. You came by and said
it. It was impressive. I didn't think kids did stuff.
Here's you got to get contract. Kirby out there cleaning up, Brady. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, have
There's
you
nothing
can't have,
more fun.
You can't outsource to other Mormons.
Then you get the option to threaten her to exactly. They're going to ground her.
Yeah.
Then you got I don't know. I love leverage. It so much.
Oh, leverage over a young person has got to be amazing. That is probably the one thing I would miss about not having kids in my life is the threatening nature of having their lives taken away from them every time they don't do what I ask.
Sometimes I threaten to ground her for no reason. She comes home. Did you do something at school today?
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ground you.
Like in the 70s, that used to mean just your dad would just hit you in the back of the head and go, I know what you're thinking. Wait.
Knock it off.
Knock it off. You're up
you
no
can't
good.
Touch her, but I love doing that. And she's like, no. Just put a little fear in her every once in a while.
I would do that all day long. Kaylin.
What?
Tell me.
Hey, what?
You tell me what happened. I'll ground you.
Right. Jessica threw a rock at a dog, and then we hit a car, and we ran away.
I knew it.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Brady's got neighbor kids running around while Kirby's like, you missed a spot you did.
Oh,
I would like that, Brady. Every, can I live with you?
The girl that comes in every morning that makes Kirby's bed is so sweet.
Brady, can I come live with you so you can just ask me to do stuff at the house, and I can go, no.
If you're going to live here, you're going to have to...
You need to be quiet. I'm watching TV.
Okay.
I'll have another house guest do
we'll
it.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, I'd be dead. Good on you, Kirby. Way to go. Oh.
She's working it.
Can you imagine even... Like Dan Holmberg asked me, you get outside and clean up that dog crap. Why don't you hire David across the cul-de-sac to get that done? I got a lot on my plate right now, Dan. What? You heard me, Dan. I'm playing Turbo on ColecoVision. You bought it for me. Do you want me to use it or not? Now go get David over across the street to clean up the dog crap. I got a lot to do, Dan. Oh, he'd hit me now if I did it. John, will you help me out and clean up the dog crap? Get a kid to do it. All right, bounce him off the walls for a minute. Yeah, you got to get that. You got to fire. What's that kid's name?
Did Dana cover for you?
Never.
You couldn't pick up the poop?
She did her jobs and I did my jobs. We didn't cover for each other
at all.
That's
why. The dog poop is not, again, that's.
Oh, we switched for a while. Yeah. We switched a little bit because it's
that's
like.
That's kind of the point that it's not that big a deal. That
Well, no. I'm saying it has been determined that that's the guy's, the yard's.
But when you got a kid, like my sister used to have to clean up. If we switched jobs for a little while. And she was cleaning poop and mowing grass and doing that stuff.
I think this year will be the learning to cut the grass in between.
For the neighbor kid or for Kirby?
For Kirby.
Yeah. See, you just don't, yeah. And make her do stuff. That's it. Doesn't matter. You've only got one
kid.
She's
got,
there's no gender role here. Plus, it's 2019. You don't get gender roles anymore. That used to be the thing when I was a kid.
Right.
Now she's cleaning poop. She likes those dogs. She cleans the poop. What's the neighbor kid's name?
Luke.
And he's 9?
Yeah.
And he goes door-to-door cleaning poop?
He's got lasers, got mice, he's got quite the syndicate going.
You guys are crazy.
He's going to be the next Carlos. He's going to be detailing cars, owning his own business.
Oh, Carlos, the Cairo. Cairo car cleaning. Man, oh, man. That's impressive.
Sometimes if I don't have cash, I just give him fentanyl.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah, it's easy.
Dime a dozen. Holy cow, man. Well played.
Jimmy from Philly says, I got to say, it is weird that the one thing in your life you won't outsource is picking up fecal matter. So strange. It makes no sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, well, because it's 6 dogs. And you've got an awful lot of it to do.
That's a lot.
And it's a daily. It's a daily thing. So I don't want somebody coming over every day. That's just annoying. And it's, you know, I can get through it. I've been doing it for a long time. So it doesn't take me more than 10 minutes. It's no big deal. That's a lot. And sometimes I leave the bucket full. And Al, the yard guy on Thursday, will empty that for me. And it's nice of him to do. I prefer to put it in the recycling bin just to see if that nosy neighbor ever pokes her head in there again. She's going to get quite a surprise.
Summers are nice because they were now, you know, if it's good 24-hour baking, you got the biscuits. And
you get the hard ones. Yeah, it's all right. And you miss a day sometimes, you know. But the, I outsource a lot. But the dog poop thing is just a daily. I don't want workers at the house every day. That's awful. Just awful. But, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Man, I'm blown away by that. I gave her the option thing. Oh, I wish you were my dad.
Well, no.
Oh, I had to run roughshod.
What other things do you think she's gotten the option on?
Yeah, what other things is she?
Well, no, I mean, I guess that was what I was telling her. I'm like, you want to start making an allowance? Well, here's how you're going to do an allowance.
Right.
You'll have certain jobs
that.
And she said, no, that's cool. You'll give me money anyway.
Exactly. I'm good. We'll go out to dinner all the time. You'll still buy me food. You'll do everything anyway.
We're good. You do it.
And I said, okay, honey.
She's smart, actually.
Brilliant. Yeah. I don't know where she got that, but if Ronnie's
countered,
your father's going to offer you some jobs, look at him in the eye and say no, and watch how fast he folds. He's not going to expect it.
It's been working for me for years.
We're going to have to get you to do some stuff around here if you want to earn some money. No. All right.
Good
talk. This was all right then.
These are not the droids you were looking for.
All right, these aren't the droids I'm looking for. Off you go. Here's $10.
Does she do a lot of chores?
No.
No, does she not?
I mean, she does.
She doesn't do a lot. You got to get her on the
basics.
Ball.
Yeah, she needs to get better on the room and stuff like that.
The point of pride, seeing your child like clean a bathroom sink.
Oh,
you walk in there and you're like, look at that.
Yeah. She's starting to get into the laundry thing a little bit.
I don't know that it's a point of pride so much as it is you realize you don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Or somebody else is going to do
Then you could go. You missed a spot.
Yeah. Yep. You can judge them after.
Well, the roles are reversed because when you were a kid, it was
like, I know. Yeah. And you feel like I scrub and somebody come in and go, you did a terrible job. My dad would come home from work and stand with his hands on his hips and look at the backyard. Something broken on the lawnmower? I'm like, why? There's a bunch of chunk marks. I worked really hard on that. Do it again. Oh, I'd have to go straighten out the spots I missed. Because then he'd point out the things. I'm like, I did. I missed a whole strip. How did I miss a strip? Then you go out and do it again. He'd judge it every time. We'd eat that area better. That's terrible. I bought an edge. I'm like, oh.
Use it.
That was nice having an older brother.
Yeah, if you had a brother, it would be great because you could split that. We lived in this massive, stupid acre backyard, hand pushing that till mower around all the time. Twice a week. Misery. trimming those damn wasp houses. Oh. That damn bush was so full of wasps. Every time you get to a certain part, I'd run into the cul-de-sac and wait for the wasps to settle down and go back. Disneyland that bush up. You missed a bunch on that one end. It looks a little wavy. Ah!
My stepdad was way overboard. He made me crawl under a porch to pull weeds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Under the porch in the mud.
No. He just hated you.
Yeah, he did.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
That's really
If I didn't do it right, I got thrown around.
Yeah.
Slapped
around. Yeah, let me beat you up a little bit. Maybe next time you get the weeds better.
Great guy.
Oh, yeah. He
piss
sounds
on,
like he sounds.
On your grave.
Yeah, he sounds wonderful. Sounds like a nice human. Anyway, well, happy Valentine's Day. Richard, you guys decided not to do it this year because of financial trouble. And that's interesting to everyone because I got an email that said, we're having financial trouble like Toledo and have decided to make our own dinners tonight. What would you suggest? And, Rich, I don't know if that's the case for you. What are you doing on?
How do you handle a hungry man?
Yeah, get him a hungry man. TV dinners.
Yeah, you're the recipe guy every day.
You doing a poor man's dinner tonight?
Not a poor man's dinner. We'll probably do
Because you got yelled
chops.
At yesterday. Said, do not spend money on Valentine's Day.
I can spend money at the store for food.
That's it.
That's it.
The basics.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making pork chops?
I think so.
Yeah. Then thumbs and butts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
Absolutely.
Way it goes.
Make those pork chops with love.
That's right. Make them heart-shaped pork chops. And then write on it, let's pork.
All right, boys, that's not your... Hand that one to Lisa.
That's your mother's.
That's the wrong one.
That's your mother's. Oh, boy. Sorry, Chris. Geez. Christopher, sorry about that. I want a pork. No. Don't stop talking. Just say different things. Eric's going out this morning for Valentine's Day, and he's got gifts for you. Rural and Ray at the Fry's, where they're selling last-minute balloons and roses for probably $1 million.
Ooh, maybe I can park by the tent out.
Ooh,
I'm sure there's one.
Oh, there's going to be.
End of the lot.
Again, nothing quite says love than pulling over and grabbing something out of a bucket.
You know the day of.
The day of.
Oh, it's going to be just dudes everywhere.
Jacked up prices.
Buy one of those giant baskets because you can use the plastic for a tarp after you're in.
If
I don't know where they get that plastic.
Well, it's going to rain tonight, too. So, well, Visqueen, it's for when you field dress an animal. They got U-Fest tickets, NHRA tickets, the Grub and Greet. We're going to be out there at the NHRA next weekend. Brady's doing the meet. And we're going to have some lovely treats and food and all that stuff, watching those cars go fast. T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, and more. Valentine's Day with Eric. And, of course, it's Ditch Day. Larry's got the bus going out today, and they're taking off to go to the snow.
Oh, they're going
to
get bombed.
They're going to get killed.
They might be on the road already.
You think?
I think so.
This is going to be bad. They're going to get crushed today. He's going to get snowed in. 2 feet of snow for San Francisco Peaks. Is it? I'm not traveling in a bus with a bunch of ghouls.
Hey, this could be good for Larry. Maybe there's a few single girls on that bus.
Could be, I suppose.
Valentine's Day. Like they're doing a girl trip.
Maybe a Galentine's.
Galentine's and
I hate their boyfriends.
The
just Yikes. Broke up. And then there's a guy who looks like if I ate Brady. That's exactly what this man looks like. He's called Cupid of Chaos. He's been arrested in Columbus, Ohio, ironically, Brady.
All right.
He's got three wives in three different states. An email came in and said, and Larry has none. The guy, it literally looks like I ate you. Like if I devoured all of Brady, this is what I'd look like. And the guy has three wives. He pulled off three.
How does he have time for
charming. And they're in three different states. He's from Maine. They arrested him in Columbus. And the Cupid of Chaos arrested on Valentine's Eve. Because they finally nabbed him. And if you see him, you're like, how did he have one date, let alone three wives? But much like a Kiss concert, the bar was low, and those ladies will take anything.
So that's
and
the only reason.
He says when he gets out, then he'll hopefully he'll figure out which one.
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor.
Will continue on.
But that's the only reason they arrested him, because he has three wives?
Yeah, it's illegal.
I know, but that. It seems kind of lame.
He's probably up to more.
You want to get married that many times?
He said he had a successful real estate biz, and he told each one of them, you know, he travels a lot.
Yeah. He probably had fraudulent identities and things like that,
too. If you're doing that, then you got something.
But I kind of agree with that. If you want to get married three times, good on you.
Yeah, good for you, I guess.
It's hard enough keeping one happy, let alone three in different states.
Have fun, Larry.
Yeah, Larry's got a widespread rain is expected from northern Arizona. You got a flood watch from noon today until Friday. Thursday and Friday have the northern section of the state is just going to be flooded with snow and rain. And he's on a bus. I have a feeling,
I know Larry well enough to know that if the bus careened off the side of the road, he'd be the only one in there smiling.
Yep. That's how it happened.
I knew it. I just knew this was coming. I have fun, Larry. Yeah, of course.
No, he wouldn't be mad about it.
2 weeks, yeah. I was stranded on that bus eating people. Yeah.
If you guys are on the bus right now listening, please allow Larry to put your thumb. Your thumb in his butt. Oh. Go the other way. Let Larry have it. Larry have a thumb in the butt. Now, when I say thumbs and butts, I mean both ways. Thumbs and butts. It's the thumbs and butts holiday. Valentine's Day. It's going to be a disaster. And trying to go to dinner isn't even fun. And just a hassle. And there'll be tears. And there'll be happiness. And there'll be sadness. And there'll be, like, people not playing the game properly. Or decisions being made on whether or not the relationship can go on. Based on this stupid Hallmark holiday. Because for some reason, some people take this real serious. I just don't get it. I like gift giving. That's fun. That's always fun. But man, oh man.
7% of Americans have ended a relationship on Valentine's Day.
Right. I know two people who have been, one was a divorce and one was a breakup after a few years of being together because Valentine's Day went south. It was just, you just don't
That's
care.
The reason?
That's the reason. Like Valentine's Day was the straw that broke the back.
It's your priorities. In
well, it was just one of those. They were going to do it anyway. But then Valentine's was the day they were supposed to spark up, and it didn't spark anything.
Excuse.
And she realized, it's nothing here.
That's like the couple that has a kid to save the relationship.
Because
that just makes everything so much smoother.
Yeah. You know what I think we should do is make a person. Make a person. That'll for sure bond us.
Because we agree on so much right now that raising a child together will really bind us.
That's going to galvanize this relationship. We'll practically be a robust cup of coffee every day. We'll be so up with each other.
What's interesting, they said that 7% of Americans have ended a relationship on Valentine's Day. Another 5% ended one night after. Yeah.
So you get your gifts and you get out.
All right. Last night proved it. Yeah. We're
That's
done.
Kind of it.
We're done.
I bet that happens this year. It'll be weekends. Nobody's going to break up with you on a Thursday. That's just not kosher. You get through the week, you go home, you look at each other on Friday night. It's like, I don't think we should do this anymore. I didn't feel a thing on Valentine's Day. Start making out. It's like nothing's there. It's 6:51. What do you got on the big board of musical Valentine's treats?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home, please get in touch with us. Check us out on Facebook, too. You can like our Facebook page and follow along. ELOteam.com. We got Motorhead up here.
Doing it.
Love Me Forever. It's all love songs.
I know.
Pantera, This Love. Firehouse, Love of a Lifetime.
That's happening.
Oh, jeez.
Static X,
That's
love
not
bump.
A wake-up song.
White Snake, Is This Love.
Oh, man.
That's not a wake-up song
Yeah, but it's
either.
Our 40th anniversary. It's Valentine's Day. We're playing a song for people who are waking up to BJs and stuff. Got to have nice backup.
The new Motorhead.
No. You want something in the background that makes these people like... Like, there's a bunch of 45-year-olds who don't normally get woken up by BJs anymore.
See, I almost didn't write Firehouse up here, but I knew if I did, he was going to want to play.
Oh, man.
Finally found the love of a lifetime.
Oh, so awful.
But you got to think about it. These chicks are going to be, like, thinking this. Like, if the music's on the radio, and they're like, this reminds me of when I was somebody. Now my expired vagina isn't wanted anymore, except for today.
John's helping the ghouls.
I'm helping. Firehouse it is.
I'll be out at Fry's Rule and Ray about 7:30.
Yeah, Eric's headed out right now. I remember this song was like tear-worthy. Oh, this was a big one. Tops in high school, we rocked this thing. And all you people, you know, all you hard-ass rockers and stuff, this was, I always give Katero trouble about this. It's like 80s music was, I'm like, you guys listen to the girliest crap.
Sheriff.
Firehouse and Sheriff and Giant and everybody had these weird ballads.
Had to have one.
Yeah, 80s
music. Had to have one on the album.
Terrible. And KUPD, hard ass as we think we were. We're playing Extreme, Firehouse, Giant. That's where I knew it was. I listened to the station growing up, so I knew. I'm like, oh.
That was a KTEL album series, yep. Power Ballads.
Baby, yeah.
Oh.
I get chills when I'm with you. And it's still there with you.
Huh? Oh, it stays. I just remember driving around with Gretchen Zamot, singing all those songs. I'm like, man, I don't know if I like her or not, but this music's making me emotional. Gretchen and I were pals, but
one day I'm going to cross the line.
I didn't know. I didn't want to cross the line. She was my buddy. So we were like brother-sister. Like, she was adorable. I probably would have crossed the line. She'd have had to cross it. I was too afraid to cross lines. I'm afraid I would have smashed somebody in the face with my giant head. I looked like Mr. Mackey in high school. But yeah, we'd sing these ballads and it was hilarious. But the song started to make me emotional. I think I might like her.
Baby.
Oh, it's terrible. All right, let's do it, though. This is good stuff for Valentine's, however. As you roll over here at 6:53 and you look at that love of your life, and you realize you haven't woke him up proper in a long time, or he just climbed out of the shower for a long day's work, sit there at the end of the bed, Kim Basinger style, on all fours, crawling around. 9.5 weeks.
Kiss was awesome last night.
And just remember, when you crawled around 20 years ago, what a beautiful shape that was, and now it's got this big utter middle hanging down like a swayback horse. He still loves you.
Just show him the ass. Don't let him see the other side.
It's because your spine ain't what it used to be. It droops when you're on all fours.
You just made me sit up straight.
Your girl's crawling around when she's younger and arching her back. Arched backs were hot. Now she can't help but arch her back because her stomach pulls it down to the ground.
It's curved the other way.
Yeah. Those kids have ruined everything.
I like the way you hunch your back.
Yeah. It hurts. It hurts.
Would you come over here and take care of the business at hand?
She's Mr. Burns now.
Soon you two will have a mighty hunch.
Oh, girl texts in. John, after 6 years together, my boyfriend decided last night to make reservations someplace for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well,
imagine his shock when every place was full.
And now you got
this
heat
is
on.
Why I have always hated Valentine's Day.
Well, now you're mad at him.
Yeah.
Because he waited so long.
Yep.
All you got to do is get up on the end of that bed and take those cans those kids have ruined, sag those down to the duvet.
He can get a two-top at
Porkopolis.
Chandler has a couple spots in Scottsdale.
Get on it.
Get on it now, though, because at the end of the night, you're not going to be humping.
You want me to throw barbecue for Valentine's
Before
Day?
Before we're getting down with the physical, and then we'll have dinner. Because afterwards, it ain't.
Oh, yeah.
No thumbs and butts there.
Do it on the way.
Yeah, there you go. Or do it right now while Fire Hose plays.
Reach your thumb over and...
Yeah, thumbs and butts. Firehouse. That's what this is about. Love of a lifetime is when you cork that one. Here we go. Sag that sway back, lady, and wait for him to come out of the bathroom. When he sees you, he's going to be like, you know what? I still love her. He'll close his eyes and try to remember when you were valid.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3